Toronto Today with Greg Brady on 640 Toronto.
Dr. Sherry Kaplan, I'm so pleased she's joining us, founder and medical director at Vitality MD. Thank you very much for the time, first of all.
No, my pleasure. I think this is very exciting, I guess, news. I mean, you know, at Vitality, we've been prescribing hormones all along because I personally had my own journey with a family history of breast cancer, and then perimenopause hit, and I was like, I couldn't think. I, you know, gaining weight, all these symptoms. And at the time it was, oh, you know, the WHI, you know, these hormones increase your risk. But I, you know, did my due diligence and did a lot of education. And, you know, the WHI scared everybody. And then most doctors didn't want to prescribe. There's 20 years now of doctors who have no real knowledge on how to prescribe menopausal hormones. But essentially what we've learned is that there's different hormones and they have different risks. So in North America, we use more Premarin Provera, which did have a relative risk increase of 1.6 kind of thing. And whereas in Europe, they were using more straight estradiol and progesterone. And depending on what hormones you use, it does show there's different risks. So when you're using straight estradiol and progesterone, the relative risk was one, which means no increase, decrease, or the same. So I think, you know, so many times patients, you know, would be put on hormones, they go see their regular doc, and they were told, oh my God, you're gonna get cancer, you're gonna have a stroke, and they, so much ambivalence. So now removing that, yes, it's in the US, but everything China translates, that, you know, more women will feel more comfortable using hormones.
And well, let's get into that. Sometimes I worry about the framing of a story from the States, and I'm like, we do have to bring it back. It's my responsibility. Sometimes I get it right and sometimes I don't, to bring it back locally. So let me ask you, because you know, were a lot of women deterred to use this? I think you're saying yes. And were there the same kind of warnings, because obviously we have a health care has a different body. Do we frame these warnings differently than the U.S. was doing, dissuading millions of women from taking hormone therapy products for menopausal symptoms?
Well, yes, I think, like, it may not have been, I haven't looked at the product monogram, but I'm going to tell you that on the class of medications, whether they were, you know, a synthetic version, natural progesterone, whatever, had the same warning, you know, increased risk of breast cancer, increased risk of clot, stroke, and etc. So yes, like, patients, you know, I would prescribe it, they'd go read the, you know, get the prescription, and then they would read the product monogram and they're like, wait. And then I said, you know, I always had an open discussion with patients and risks and benefit. We're all unique, we all have different risk factors. So I think that at least with this movement, that there'll be a lot more dialogue. And thank God, in the last, I'm going to say, year or two, there's been a lot more push for menopausal support and use of hormones and relooking at the data and kind of realizing that if we extrapolate, start hormones early, you know, use them appropriate. And it's not just, I'm going to say, for hot, severe hot flashes and night sweats, that we have estrogen, progesterone receptors on every cell of the body. So it affects our mood, it affects our bones, it affects our heart. It, you know, can be very overwhelming when you're going through perimenopause and menopause and not have any real treatments that can help.
Dr. Sherry Kaplan's with us from Vitality MD. Is it affordable for most women to get hormone therapy when they hit this this mark or this barrier?
So unfortunately, there's a lot of physicians out there who are missing some training. Hopefully they'll get it. Generally, it should be fairly inexpensive to see a regular doc who's going to prescribe it. You know, there are other clinics out there, including mine, who we do a lot of education, and we're doing more lifestyle medicine because hormones is just one piece of the puzzle. It's really about stress management, you know, replacing deficient nutrients, eating healthy, exercising, because it all works together.
I'm getting the sense, and I'll ask you directly, has the health community, has the medical community let women down by not asking more valid questions about something that can be so helpful to such a problematic, it's not a disease, but such problematic symptoms and in a difficult era for women to go through?
I think so. Again, it sort of became dogma. It was like, you know, the WHI came out, this is like, oh, hormones cause risk, and it was a blanket statement. And so, yes, I think, a lot of doctors didn't get that education, or all they said was the same party line, no, you shouldn't be on it. And when somebody else would help and put them on it, they would often get even conflict from their own physician saying, you know, you should get off of it sooner than later, you're gonna increase your risk of breast cancer, and scared women. And then they felt like trapped, or like, I'm gonna be scared if I do it, and if I don't do it, I'm suffering big time.
So, yeah, rather remarkable. I'm out of time, but I hope we get another chance to talk on this front. I really appreciate you being on, and you're exactly where I thought most logical, data-driven people would be on this. So thank you for the time today.
My pleasure.
Dr. Sherry Kaplan, founder and medical director at Vitality MD.